Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. This is an edition of Meet Your Neighbor. And today on Meet Your Neighbor, I have David Savage. I used to live right next door to your mom and dad.
That's right. Now, Tom,
the greatest people in the world.
They are. But I do want you to focus your thoughts on everything they've told you about me is probably lies or exaggerations. So don't take that in.
I remember your dad saying, you know, David, he turned out right.
And he acted surprised, didn't he? And he acted surprised.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, we're going to find out all about you growing up here in Fairfield and how you became superintendent of FCHS.
Okay.
And your college life, everything about David Savage that everybody wants to know.
All right.
Okay? And we'll do that in just a moment.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When someone serves you at a restaurant, unless you're just a total butt, you leave them a thank you card, don't you? With a green president's face on it. It's called a tip. When we have a server, that's what we call them at restaurants. I'm George, I'll be your server tonight. When they serve us, we leave them a tip. And that's how you say thank you in a capitalistic economy. You leave a tip, you allow a company to make a profit that served you. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor with David Savage. And so you were born here.
No, I was born in Chicago.
You were born in Chicago?
Yes, born
really?
In LaGrange, Illinois.
Okay.
And, you know, mom and dad, of course, lived up there. And
okay, so what did your dad do that he lived up?
Well, my dad worked for the Belt Railway.
Oh, okay.
He worked on the railroad, and he also drove a sanitation truck. I think he was the workingest man I ever knew. You know, the only time I for the longest time, thought for sure my dad had passed away, because any time I'd see him, he was laid out, you know, and is asleep. Thank goodness he tossed and turned, so I knew, you know, he was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so when did the move to Fairfield come?
When I was
and
10 years
old.
Okay. When I was 10 years old, my mom and dad said, you know, we'd like to move back to the area we're from. My mom was from Mill Shoals. My dad was from Burr Prairie. And they wanted to live, you know, closer to family.
Oh, okay.
And so my grandmother, both my grandmothers were down here. My grandma Gwaltney and my grandma Brock. Like I said, they were down here, and the folks wanted to be closer. So my dad came down. He worked, matter of fact, worked for the Wayne County Highway Department for a while. He was a supervisor for them, and then he began driving a truck for J.W. Ward. And, of course, that changed hands several times. Hogan Enterprises, I can't even think of what the last one was. But, I mean, it had...
He's got a hat from each one.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And then he concluded his career, of course, driving for Yellow Trucks, the Yellow Truck Line up out of the Salem area.
Okay.
But, no, that's what brought us down here.
Okay.
And I was 10 years old at the time, so...
Okay, so what grade were you in?
I was going into the fifth grade.
At Center Street.
At Center Street, yes. Okay. I tell you what, I was very blessed. I had Grace Sullivan as my first teacher. And Miss Sullivan's still around, and a very, very sweet lady, you know, and she took good care of me and helped me transition, you know, into the Southern Illinois life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your high school like for you?
Well, I learned how to say the
word. New.
Well, yeah. Well, I say fifth grade, you know, I learned how to use the word ask someone. You didn't ax them anymore.
Okay.
You know? I had a friend of mine who came over the first week of school, Kip Knievel. I'll never forget Kip. He was one of the first people to welcome me, you know, to the community. His grandmother lived behind us. He said, hey, do you want to come over and play ball in my grandma's backyard? And I looked at him and I said, well, hang on, I'll have to ax my ma. And he said, you're going to what? I said, I'm going to ax my ma. He said, well, why would you do that? I said, well, so she knows where I'm at. He said, well, why are you getting this ax out? I said, excuse me, I will go ask my mother if I can go. So, yeah, that was a little transition there.
And then the problem I had was pop and soda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we always drank pop.
Yeah.
Up north, it's
get a
pop.
Pop.
Yeah. Yeah, and when I heard the term sody, you know, the first time, it threw me.
Okay. So You had Grace Sullivan. Was there any other teachers in junior high school? Is there a subject you really loved?
Oh, my gosh. Maxine Talbert, I always loved her. She was language arts teacher. Matter of fact, when I became high school superintendent, my mom asked Mrs. Talbert one day, said, Mrs. Talbert, did you ever see my son David as a school superintendent? She said, stand-up comedian, yes. School superintendent, no. You know, but she said, I'm very proud of how he's turned out. She was always very nice. But I think the subject that I remember most and the teacher who I couldn't wait to get to her class was Gloria Lang. She's passed
now. History.
Oh, my gosh. She made American history come alive. And, I mean, it was just, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was my favorite class of the day.
Yeah. It was always entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was, and like I say, she was an excellent, excellent teacher.
Right. Did you do any extracurricular activities in junior high?
Yes. I played junior high basketball.
Okay.
From sixth grade through eighth grade there at Center Street.
All right. Did you transition to living in Fairfield better than your brothers? We should mention your brother.
Oh, my brother Bill, the minister. Bill. I think he transitioned very well.
Okay.
And of course, my sister Julie, she started school here, so I mean, she was kindergarten on. You know?
Okay.
So
all right.
Yeah, they were a little younger. It was, I think, a little easier for them.
Okay. So Bill is a minister now.
He's a minister down in Missouri at St. Clair, Missouri, First Baptist Church there.
Didn't he start in nursing?
He had thought about going into the medical profession. He wanted to be a doctor, and you know, he had a calling into the ministry, so that's what took him that direction. And later on in life, he went to a seminary down in Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
Well, my wife and I were down there.
Oh, okay. Did you participate in band or?
No, I was in a club called Interact. That was the one club that I was involved with, and it was associated with Rotary at the time.
Well,
and,
imagine that.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, and learning about community service, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, are you ready to go to high school?
Right. I come into Fairfield High School. I remember Bill J. Bruce was one of my neighbors, and Bill was a year ahead of me, so he helped, you know, get me squared away and into the high school life. And like I said, it was interesting. You know, played basketball, ran cross country, things like that. Of course, you know, I was working while I was in high school as well, so, it kind of held me back on something.
Where did you work at?
I worked at the Food Park grocery store, and I want to tell you something. I learned so much about life there. It was amazing. I would tell the story about I was working in the produce department one time, and I was, you know, ranging produce and spraying it down, and a little old lady had walked up beside me, and she had one of those canes with the, you know, four prongs on them?
Right.
And as I was talking, instead of saying, excuse me, she took her cane and whacked me in the shin. And, man, I mean, it smarted. And all of a sudden she says, boy, I need half a head of cabbage. I said, ma'am, we don't sell half a head of cabbage. We sell whole heads. And I went back to work. Well, she paused for a few minutes, and she whacks me a second time and said, boy, I said, I need half a head of cabbage. I said, ma'am, I thought I was pretty clear. We don't sell half it. We sell a whole head of cabbage. They're only 19 cents, you know. Thought that was the end of it. She whacked me a third time and said, do you not understand? I need half a head of cabbage. And by this time, man, I'm like almost a cripple, you know. I'll tell you what, we'll go to the back. So I walked back into the produce. It had one of those swinging doors, you know.
Right.
And I walked back there. Jess Parks was our produce manager. And what I didn't know, man, my legs still hurt. You know, I don't know, this lady's following me. And she follows me in there. And I go back in, and I told Jess, some crazy old woman wants half a head of cabbage. I turned and caught this woman out of the corner of my eye. I said, but thank God this nice lady wants the other half. So, I mean, I had a lot of life lessons.
A lot of life lessons.
Yes.
Harold Hastings was manager, right?
Oh, yes. He was like a second father to me.
Okay.
I should probably still be sending his family, you know, residual checks for any success I have in life, because he taught me so much about, you know, dealing with people, mm-hmm. how to talk to people, how to get along with you, how to problem solve, you know, be at work on time every day, come to work every day. All these skills that we want, you know, people to have today. He taught those to me.
We expect people to have
right,
today.
Right, right.
Okay, so anyway, so working at Food Park was great, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of, like I say, a lot of memories there. Some we can talk about on the air, some we cannot, you know, so we'll leave those alone for right now.
Okay, so any favorite subjects in high school?
You know, I told you, I loved history. And, and you know, I had, Bill Garrett was my history teacher, and I've told this story before, and I think it would be okay, even in Bill's memory, to share this one. My brother Bill, we talked about him. Mm-hmm. My brother Bill was a straight-A student, very, very smart. And Tom, I will tell you, I was a little less than stellar in the classroom. And one night we had a ball game, and, you know, I had not studied. We had a test the next day. I didn't think about it. So we sat, Coach Garrett had us sit in alphabetical order, and I sat behind my brother Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hadn't studied. I'll just be very candid with you. And as the test went on, I looked over my brother's shoulder, and he'd write a little bit, then I'd write a little bit. Then he'd write a little bit, and then I'd write a little bit. And Coach Garrett saw this. He says,
right.
David, would you step outside in the hallway with me? So I stepped out there with him, and he says, David, I don't want to accuse you of cheating, but it looked like you were copying from your brother's paper. I thought about it a minute. I said, Coach, I'm sure it appeared that way, but that's not what was going on. He said, well, why don't you tell me what was going on? I said, well, he's my younger brother. My mom said I should always look after him. I wanted to make sure he had the right answers. He got a chuckle out of that just a little bit. He says, why don't you come back later and we'll try this test again.
I'm sure he got that big Bill Garrett laugh.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a it wasn't the big, heavy one, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. We are going to be back in just a few moments with David Savage. Find out what happened after high school in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor with David Savage. And so you are in high school. You're working at Food Park. You're not getting in trouble in history yet.
No, not
again.
Yet, no.
So is there anything else from high school?
You know, probably the best thing that ever happened to me in high school was my senior year. I had all my assigned credits done by the semester. But if you were going to play ball, you had to be a full-time student.
Uh-huh.
So I started taking elective classes. One of the elective classes I took was home ec with Teresa McGuire.
Really?
Yeah, and lo and behold, who would I happen to meet in home ec but my future wife, Donna.
Wow.
She was sitting across at the next table, and I met her there, and I didn't ask her out for a while, you know, and just had an opportunity. My freshman year in college, came to a regional championship game here. Kevin McNeil was playing. Kevin was a good friend of mine, and I happened to see her walking home, and I said, well, won't you let me give you a ride? And one thing led to another, and we...
Next thing you know.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so in high school, what did you want to do after high school? What was your thought senior year?
You know, at the time, I was attending the First Christian Church here in town, and we were talking about building a family life center, and this was in 1975.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's how far back this goes. And you mentioned Harold Hastings. He was the, I believe, the head elder or chief elder, whatever the term is.
Yeah.
And he had talked to me about it, and I had thought about going to Lincoln Christian College. Mm-hmm. And going into youth ministry.
Okay.
And that's what I thought I wanted to do. In the meantime, I got a letter from the state of Illinois that said, if you think about a career in education, we have a scholarship that would pay your tuition and fees at a state school. So I thought, well, you know, I'd like to teach school, but it was, you know, teaching special needs students.
Okay.
And you had to do that for 2 years within the 5 years you graduated. So I thought, my gosh, yes, I think I'll go with that. So I ended up going to Eastern Illinois University.
Right.
And majored in elementary education and special education.
Okay.
And graduated from there.
Okay.
And ended up going to my very first job.
All right. So how was Eastern?
I really enjoyed it.
I know a lot of people go to Eastern and enjoy it.
Right. Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. I didn't know a whole lot of people up there. Brian Litcherberger and Ed Doty, who I had went to high school with, were going to school up there at the time. And Judy Frazier now, mm-hmm. she was attending classes up there. Anyhow, but we were in different fields and stuff, so we didn't see each other very often. So I was out playing basketball one night, and I met a guy named Mike Baldridge. Now, you've heard of Drew Baldridge, the country singer?
Yes.
It's his dad.
Oh, okay.
And we were out there shooting baskets. He goes, "Aren't you Dave Savage from Fairfield?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'm Mike Baldridge from Salem. We played ball against each other since junior high." And I didn't recognize it. Oh, and we became best friends.
Really?
And, the whole time we were up there, we were inseparable.
Okay. And you were all the way through college, same major.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't change.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And, I really enjoyed that. And I had some very good professors, Dr. Downs, Dr. Craig up there. They're no longer with us anymore. Mm-hmm. But they really made an impact on me and talked about the importance of education and what we could do to make the world a better place by having quality teachers in the world. So
okay.
I was very glad I did that.
All right. So you get your first job. Where is that?
Mulkeytown, Illinois.
Mulkeytown.
Yes. Now, if you're not familiar with that area, it is between Christopher and DuQuoin.
Okay.
The school is no longer open anymore. It has consolidated in with the Christopher School District.
Okay.
But that was my very first job.
Mulkeytown. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you were teaching what grade level?
I was teaching a special education class for them. They had never had a special ed class there before, so I founded a program there. First year out of school, you talk about feeling in over your head, but I was very thankful. I had good mentoring teachers around me.
Right.
Rick Cook was our principal, and his father-in-law was the superintendent, John Rice. Mr. Rice has passed away, but I always remember Mr. Rice's experience. It was his last year. He's getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Mr. Rice, here you are, this long, distinguished career in education. What kind of advice would you give somebody just getting started out?" And I remember him looking at me, "David, don't smile till Christmas." That was his advice. And I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, don't smile till Christmas." He said, "Then at Christmas, they'll bring gifts in. Open one up and smile a little bit." He said, "They'll know you're tough and firm, and they'll tell their brothers and sisters, and you won't have any trouble." And I remember that to this day.
Don't smile till
Christmas.
Don't
smile till Christmas.
All right. Future teachers, you have your lesson
there
right there.
You go.
Don't smile till Christmas.
After the first year, I had an opportunity to come back. There was an opening at Center Street.
Oh, okay.
And they were looking. I was coaching basketball, track, girls softball down at Mulkeytown, and they had an opening here for athletic director and assistant basketball coach, track coach, assistant baseball coach.
So you did the opposite of Z. You went from Center Street to the high school, and she went from the high school to the center.
Right. But like I said, I had that opportunity to come up here, and I thought that was great. I think probably my biggest memory will always be Mike Irwin. Mike was the principal at the time, and I didn't have a long coaching career, but I never had a losing season except one year.
Mm-hmm.
And that year I went 1-16,
okay.
And it was tough. I had good kids. They were hardworking young men, but they just were not very big, and it was a rough season.
They had a height problem.
Yes, and I remember going in and talking to Mike at the end of the season. I said, "Mike, listen, I know we're having to make decisions on rehiring for next year. Don't fire me. Let me just resign." And he looks at me and goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You can't retain a coach who's 1-16. He goes, "David," he said, "the same bunch of boys the year before were 0-16. He said, "You got one win at least." And I remember that. He said, "I'm going to give you a piece of advice I don't want you to forget." I said, "What's that, Mike?" I like getting a pen out, getting ready to write this down. He goes, I want you to remember, they don't pull the Budweiser beer wagon with Shetland ponies. And I never forgot that. And anytime I ever had a discouraged coach, I'd always talk about things like that.
Oh, cool. Okay. So how did you manage the, how did the transition start from teaching to being supervisor?
Oh, into administration?
Administration. How did you work that?
Like I say, Donna and I got married, and she was an interior designer, and there wasn't a whole lot of work around here for that.
Right.
But she had an uncle down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and she got a job down there, and we were planning getting married, and then, you know, I need to have a job. So I thought, well, I can do what I'm doing about anywhere. So when we got married on a Saturday, moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Monday.
Okay.
I mean, quite the honeymoon there.
See? Yeah.
And so anyway, I was down there. And while I was teaching down there, I met a gentleman by the name of Buddy Berry. He was I was teaching at South Grand Prairie High School.
Okay.
And Mr. Berry was, very instrumental in encouraging me to. He said, David, I think you could do about anything you want. Have you ever thought about school administration? I thought, well, I'll take a class and see what I think. I took a class, really enjoyed it, and the next thing I know, I was certified to be a school principal. Yeah.
Okay.
And I spent, we spent 7 years down there in the Texas area. I like to tell people the terms of, what was it, 7 years, you can come back after crimes. I can't remember what that was. But anyway, statute of limitations is up. We could come back to Illinois. But I came back, and I was principal at West Salem Grade School.
Oh, okay.
And I was there for 7 years and met a lot of good people there. Russell Gill was probably one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Dave Jordan, who's now retired and retired administrator as well. He's down in Grayville. And, I had some very, good people around me there. But I had an opportunity after that to come over to New Hope School. And they were looking for somebody who was a principal. And
New Hope graduate, right?
Yeah, I see a graduate, one of my former graduates over here in the next room. Anyhow, had an opportunity to come down there, and I really enjoyed it. And while I was there, we had an opportunity to do a school renovation project where we had 75% of it paid for by the state of Illinois. And, we did a lot of things for the building there. And I take great pride in it. Anytime I drive by there, I smile a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. And then from New Hope, you came to FCHS.
Came to the high school, right. And I thought that was, a big step. I didn't want to leave New Hope. I thought it was an excellent opportunity, but I wanted a challenge. And I really felt like we had people from out of town as our school superintendent, and we needed to have a local person.
Okay.
And that's what,
somebody who's worn the red and black.
Right. And actually, knew about the community and how things went. So had an opportunity to come back here, and I spent my last 9 years there at the high school.
Okay. All right, and so let's talk about, because we've got to finish up. I've got to get you out of here, right? Let's talk about your family. Donna, when did you get married?
We were married in 1984. So this will be 35 years this July. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and your children?
I have a son, Ian, who is engaged to be married this summer.
Okay.
And he sells cars for D. Patrick Imports over at the Nissan division in Evansville. I have a daughter who, I asked her, have you hit your head? She decided she wanted to go into education as well. And she's been teaching since 2011 down at North City, as she teaches high school biology. She's recently completed her administration certification.
Okay.
So, like I said,
all right.
All in the family there.
All right. And let me ask you this before you go.
Sure.
If you hadn't gone into teaching, what would you have done?
I think I would have probably been a vendor up at Wrigley Field.
You go.
Yeah.
Selling peanuts, huh?
Selling peanuts. Scorecards, get your programs. Cub yearbooks.
So are you going to end it with saying go Cubs?
Well, I didn't know if that was allowed out here, at the station.
I will let you if you want.
All right. Go Cubs, go. There you go.
That's going to do it for today.